Well, what do you know? The dead org is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holes barred. No time for move faking. Gots to get to loose so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow. But we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like we'll help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some.
Welcome back. Finally. I wouldn't say finally, but triumphantly back.
Triumphantly back.
A lot of people loved the last episode, man.
There's a lot of pressure to live up to now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, y'all may hate us after this episode, after y'all see this, the Janos, the Juice Onos gauntlet.
Yeah, there's a real chance.
It's gonna be something. So y'all need to buckle in y'all seats for this episode. Like I said, I appreciate everybody for listening last week. A lot of great feedback from people. We got some good emails we're gonna jump into here in a moment. So let's go for our first email from HT Coyote. This one's, he says, about the incels. What's good? Anyway, first things first, about the whole Voltron Lions thing, I still think Omarosa is a good candidate. An old girl who does PR for Trump. She's black?
You think McKellie and Conway?
Are we just going to throw a white woman in there? Juice can have somebody to holler at?
She's not available, no.
What did Omarosa do exactly?
She was saying like the black colleges need to mess with Trump, all kind of stuff, you know.
Like, what was she there for in the
White House? She was the communications director.
Maybe that's who we're talking about. Maybe that's who he's saying.
Anyway, about the whole incel thing, I wanted to give you guys a bit of food for thought. As I actually was an incel and didn't realize it for a few years, to my close friend who I used to sleep with broke shit down to me. For one, ironically, if you look at a lot of these incel groups, for as much as they talk about Stacey's banging black dudes, there are actually a lot of black men in these groups. The reason I conclude that this is because of the black community, our ideas of masculinity are, as it pertains to women, are a bit effed up if you think about it. Think about it. In our community, we often praise dudes like pimps and other dudes who might get a lot of sex, but are visibly shitty to women. I admit that these dudes need game, but another point to consider is that for a lot of these dudes, the frustration comes from years of getting awful advice on women from their moms. I don't know if you got a woman for this show, but I'd like to hear our thoughts on this, as my theory is that mothers give advice on women that isn't so bad, much bad, as it doesn't apply at their age bracket. Moms will be in their 30s and 40s thinking with the mindset that women they encounter are thinking like them, but forget that both men and women in their 20s are really fucking dumb. Anyway, be easy, fellas. Peace. Shout out to you, HT. What you got, man?
You brought this to my attention. I wasn't even aware of this as a thing.
Yeah, so this whole community is fucking crazy though, man. And you can go if any listeners go on to Reddit and you can dig down deep into it. But there was someone basically, I have to pull up the Twitter thread. Someone broke down why they are the way they are. And like I said last week, their patron saint is the dude from San Bernardino. I mean, Santa Barbara that killed all those people at the college because girls was dissing him or whatever, and he wasn't getting no pussy. And this is part of my proponent of prostitution being legalized.
Okay.
Like, these kids should get vouchers. Kind of how you get prescribed medicine, they should get like a pussy voucher every quarter.
Wait a minute, but who's on the other side of the pussy voucher?
No, it's basically just like welfare. You know, you pay into it like it's a part of your taxes.
But I'm saying,
you can option for this stipend potentially.
Like, it's taking out your check,
just like unemployment does.
Wait a minute.
So if you fall on hard times, you can cash out.
Wait a minute. Run this back.
Yes.
So you're saying that people need to. I want somebody to run this platform for office. First of all, let's see if we can get this going. So you're really saying that people need to take 1%, 2% out of their check.
And maybe you can do it like 401k, where you can put your percentage of how much you want to put into that, like almost like a health savings account, where you can put as much as you want to in your health savings account. And you can take it out at certain times.
Listen, man.
The government can use money on this because you can use that money and actually get interest off of it.
Okay, here's my thing. I didn't even know this existed until about 7 days ago. So what you're telling me is that brothers.
He feels his brother. I think it's mostly white guys.
Men.
Because one of their platforms is big guys. Black guys with black dicks.
Well, if you were a black guy and you couldn't use your black dick, you'd probably be upset too.
Yeah, okay.
You know, yeah. But I mean, it's so, all right, let me make sure I'm clear on this before we get too far down here. There is a sect of men that are coming together who are sexually frustrated. They're taking it out on women or just society?
Society, but most 90% women. They're involuntarily celibate. That's where incels comes from.
But here's my thing, though. Maybe this is just me speaking from my experience. Celibacy is a choice.
Right. That's why it's involuntary.
But my thing
about it is, they don't have a choice of it.
No, but they do. They absolutely do. Everybody has a choice.
I agree. And the problem is, I think a lot of incels want women that are out of their league.
So, okay, let's get to the nitty-gritty. These is cats that are passing up on that layup, and they're trying to shoot that three, but they got no business shooting threes.
Not at all. They need to be inside in the paint, just calling for the ball.
They
turn around and put it in. It's like Robert Perry.
Luke Longley's taking Michael Jordan shots.
I was going to say Cartwright.
Well, Bill Cartwright's better than Luke Longley.
But I'm talking about taking threes, though.
Well,
with that ugly ass shot.
Okay.
You just wind up. You got to wind up for three.
That's fair. I mean, I understand. I am not naive to the point to say that all people have the similar route to being able to catch a woman's attention or a woman's eye. But here's the thing, man. I've seen way too many cats that shouldn't be winning.
I've seen way too many.
Way too many cats that shouldn't be winning have won. And for me, this is just another mobilization of a cause that has no place being a cause in the first place.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on. Like, for real.
Yeah.
For real, you're going to get so mad, you're going to start just taking it out on chicks. Yeah. And, like, do they roll in, like, packs together?
Yeah, they have communities. Like, they literally have. And so there's a. If we go deeper down the rabbit hole, there is a Mennonism. There's a whole section of men that is part of the called Mennonism.
I'm reading this right here. I had to pull something up. Menacing. It's a menacing. Yes. Menacing, like Roger, seemed to blame his violent act on sexual rejection from women, linking himself to a misogynistic culture of incels, all male, that has sprung up online. On message boards and in chat rooms, aggravated men have worn the incel badge to justify a sense of victimhood at the hands of women who they feel have spurned them. And that is an excerpt from Politico article on this that came out by Ben Zimmer today, actually. This article just came out today.
It's hot right now.
So here's the thing.
your face, though, y'all wish y'all could see. He's like trying to figure this out.
This is over and beyond me. I mean, this isn't a problem I've had in life, but I could never see it.
We've all had droughts, though.
Everybody hits a drought.
Yeah, when you're in your singlehood, you've had a drought.
Yeah, sometimes you hit a drought, but I've never hit a drought so far that I was like, you know what? It's a conspiracy
against me.
Like, you're so mad at women. Like, you take rejection so hard that you join a society of other brothers like that? Mm-hmm. What's a conversation? Let's role play this.
Yes.
What's a conversation like between two cats, the two incels?
We can go on Reddit for it. And I have it saved. I can read you.
Sure. Let's see this
conversation.
Let's go to the internet.
Would you like to go to the "My mom is fucking a big black dick guy"? And I came depressed home. Would you like that one?
Sure. Why not?
This one is on Reddit. This is verbatim. If you go to Reddit, the title of it is "My mother is fucking a BBD," which is big black dick. So, guys, I was coming to the realization that my mom is fucking a big black dick. So, fair by BBD. I was walking down the steps, and I was getting ready to go out to the library to do some studying when I saw him sitting on my couch, Tyrone. He was sitting there happy, eating. And I was just so depressed as I went to the library that I had to come back home and go back in my room. But then I got even more depressed and decided to go back out to the local 24-hour cafe. I just can't believe my mother was doing this, messing with the BBD.
So, what does this have to do with you, first of all?
The group is called Incels Without Hate, is the name of the group, if you all want to look it
Without
up.
Hate?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Guys, it's not that damn serious. Like, hey, everybody goes through a run or two. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all. Come on. Let's be real here. Like, this is like if your systematically upset at women for spurning you, how about this? I got another approach we can take to this.
Yes.
How about you tighten the fuck up and be something that they want to deal with? Look, man, here's the thing.
My thing is, why don't you just put a budget for your hookers in your budget? No, I'm just saying. Don't be killing her, killing people.
Yes.
Put like $20 in a little savings.
You can't get so
and
sexually.
Every quarter, you can go get you some good snacks.
You can't get so sexually riled up that you out here killing people and then blaming it over somebody not giving you some butt.
Exactly.
Come on now.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on now.
Would you like to jump back into this red thread? I have a great one. Right
yeah,
here.
Man. I need. I'm having
trouble. What do you think your
this.
Biggest issue is? This is like a guy putting a general question out there. He says, "I'm trying to research and post helpful tips for incels and want to know what the biggest issues that you are getting in your way. I've noticed most of the pics of incels I see are actually better looking than my husband. This is a woman, so I want to make sure I'm getting a good idea of the spectrum of issues you guys face. Best support, peace." Peter Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is social anxiety and low self-confidence, self-esteem. Forced myself to get over and haven't been in a relationship for 3 years.
3 years?
Well, I have been in a relationship for 3 years after I got over. I forced myself to get over it, so I'm in a relationship now for 3 years. That is freaking awesome. Hope is the most important thing I think the incel community needs. My bad looks. I'm ugly. Shark B. How bad we talking here? Somebody goes under that. How bad we talking here? Somebody's getting a dick. Like, so how bad we talking? Then... bad enough to be incel, so pretty bad. This is rather. Then somebody says rather ugly and nothing to compensate for. Poor, dumb, boring, zero personality pushover. By the time I may get my shit together, I could be local Casanova and senior house. I don't know what senior house.
I don't know.
Maybe that's some international stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he's in college.
I don't know what that's about. I know that how bad we talking here might be the funniest comment I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, this one says, I was an incel because unlike most members of the modern culture, I am not an evil moron. So I had to look outside of modern culture where morality and intelligence are not held against man.
Wait, though.
Somebody said genetics.
Hold up, man. Wait. But here's the thing, though. I mean, women are always going to have their choices. Like, we're here to... basically, here's the circle of life, fellas, in case you needed to understand this. We propose things to women. We keep going. And either they accept it or they don't, and they move on. And eventually, one of them accepts it. This is what goes... what would you say the average batting average lifetime for the average dude is out here?
32. Just like a baseball player.
You think people hitting 300?
Yeah, easy.
On the average person, I think it's lower than that.
Yeah, okay. No, oh, you're saying, okay.
The average person.
I thought for myself, I think I'm around 330.
Yeah, I would probably say that I'm plus 300.
Yeah.
I mean, but.
Yeah, then you got some people. But you go up and you get the all-stars like a.
But you also got some cats that are hitting like 400, 500 that are out here getting mud ducks too. So
right.
You
they,
can.
Be, but it depends what pool you're playing in. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
We trying to, like, I'm doing 300. But I'm trying to play in the major leagues. I would at least say my average is around a 7, you know, attractive to these women.
This is a case of you need to know your role, too. Mm-hmm. You need to know where you're at. Now, you can't be a brother that's out here, no disrespect. You can't be a brother out here that's working at Jiffy Lube and is trying to be at the Met Gala, more on that later, trying to come up on women. It just don't work that way. Like
you can't Melissa Force DMs.
Some of this is
and you work at Papa John's.
Right. Some of this is, and if you work at Papa John's, quit.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, man. Like, you got to understand where you fit in. You got to get in where you fit in. That advice has rung true for years.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know where you can move and where you can't. Now, you can't get mad at every woman that, number one, does you wrong. And you can't get mad at every woman that just decides that you ain't her flavor. But you've decided that you're her flavor yourself. That's mighty bold. That's mighty invasive. That's mighty intrusive on their own personal desires for themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can't do that. I don't understand. I get this whole thing, but it doesn't make any sense.
I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever been in a pool where you're like, yo, I'm not even. This is not. I'm not. This is a bigger pool than I'm used to being in. Like a pond.
Used to being in, like, I'm,
like you, like you've been in a
like I'm somewhere
where
I feel like I can't operate.
No, not necessarily, because I'm not saying you're scared to talk to, but you're like, yeah, most of these chicks up in here ain't gonna be on me though. Like, where you've been in somewhere where like it's a whole bunch of cats that's got paper or something, and you in an event, and you like,
Nah, man, those situations actually worked to my advantage because...
Yes, you could just go play personality cards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That works great for me. Actually, I prefer that. I prefer the opportunity to go in there and really just be able to be myself because, I mean, at any
point... You ain't got shit to lose in that
Even when I'm doing well and pockets in a good place, hell, right now, I mean, I'm doing all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not offering that up, so it's not even in play. So it's always about the personality play. But I'm also not hanging out in the bell tower like Quasimodo, ringing the bell, hiding out in the bushes like the Phantom of the Opera. Like, these cats making it sound like the world is stacked against them. This is my problem. I'm not into victim shaming. I'm not into doing anything like that. But this is not a case of being a victim, though.
No.
That's the problem with this. I can't get behind this one. I'm not behind this
one. Well, this is one that within the incels group is, he says, becoming gay. This is something I think a certain percentage of the incels may be gay.
Okay.
He goes, being straight has only ever brought me misery and pain. So, since what junior
this,
high school.
What is this, the decision? Part two?
The decision.
I'm taking my talents to the male side of the room.
Since junior high school, I've known no woman who ever find me attractive, and ever since, this hypothesis kept me proven right. In this time to deal with my repulsivity to women, I slept with over 100 men.
You aren't getting it back at anybody.
No way.
You so aren't getting. There's not like a you. Single woman. There's not a single woman on earth who's sitting there like, oh, he showed me. He's sleeping with Fredro over there. I just imagine that decision part too is like, what do you walk up to the bathrooms and you look at the men's bathroom, the women's bathroom, and then you just go in the other bathroom, you change teams?
Full disclosure, he slept with more men, I've slept with women. I haven't slept with 100 women in my life.
So do we think that the incels are sleeping with the incels?
Hold on, no, I'm not done though. This gets better.
Oh, man.
This isn't uncommon amongst the incel community. I know it doesn't mean I'm gay. I'm not. Sex with men repulses me. But the knowledge that I'm valued sexually and romantically is incredibly validating and has done wonders for my mental health. It was part of the coping strategy I used to ward off depression for 3.75 years. How do you know it's 3.75 years? How do you calculate it down to that?
I'm going to let you finish this before I
get back. But alas, the depression has come back. I've decided to sleep with men mechanically, sometimes for money.
What?
Isn't enough. It won't end my pain. I must actually become gay as I don't have the guts to kill myself. This will take enormous effort, but I believe it is possible. I'm going on a date Friday with the guy who has had a crush on me for the last 6 years. And on the weekend, I'm going on a date with a guy who's fancying me for 4 years. This won't simply be quick hookups where I turn off part of me, my brain that's repulsed and treated a bit like eating okra. I hate the taste of okra. And it's usually the case. This will be an effort to actually become attracted to men. I believe I can rid myself of heterosexuality that only brings my great pain. Wish me luck.
Man, first of all, let's go back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you gay.
Yeah. Nigga, you gay.
Let's get that out
there. Yeah, you're gay. And there's nothing wrong with that. You're gay.
That's like being like, hold up. I'm not black, but like, no. I'm pretty sure you black. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm not a killer. I just happened to kill that one person. No, you're a murderer.
Yeah.
Brother, here's the problem. This whole thing sounds like people that have a hard time acknowledging what they are.
That's what I said. That's what I'm saying. I think some of them are, though. Not all of them, but I think some of them are having issues with that.
I don't know what to do with this. I don't know what to do with my hands right now.
Look, man, I'm telling you, my idea...
I've drank way more of this IPA to get through this conversation than I intended on.
I have my new campaign. Maybe y'all want to vote for me for MAFA. Make America Fuck Again. That's my platform. I'm subsidizing prostitution. I'm legalizing it. I'm subsidizing it. You can put it into your category. And if you got unemployed, you break up with your girl, you can dip down into your MAFA fund. And get you a hooker.
Your math of fun.
The math of fun. And actually, if you've been the longer you've been married in a committed relationship, the more your account is risen.
Wow.
You can go out there a while out and get you three women at one time.
So add social.
But you can only max out. It's just like unemployment. You only get a certain amount per quarter. So okay. You may have $8,000 in your reservoir, but you only can get $500 per quarter.
So as Social Security dwindles, we're going to convert this into the MAFA fund.
But the MAFA fund is going to be cyclical. I'm putting money back in the community because now there are the men and women, let's keep it real, that are prostitutes are putting money back in the community. What are they going to do? They're going to spend it back in the community. I'm actually helping the economy. MAFA, make America fuck again.
Hey, amen, brother.
Make America fuck again.
I want to be the. I want to be the correspondent, the White House correspondent.
Look, man. Long
wait.
Look.
Is this a White House platform? Or is this just a? This is. You're gonna just keep on living your life and have this platform.
No, I'm running for president. Kanye's running. I'm running.
Kanye's running.
If he runs, I'm running on MAFA. All
right. You gonna end up like the rent too high dude.
Yo, MAFA. Make America fuck again. And it's going to be all kind of big. Make America fuck
again.
Let's
go ahead like the Yo MTV Raps background.
Yo, and I'm going with a Frederick Douglass hairstyle,
oh
too.
My
I'm
God.
Growing my hair out. I'm already growing my hair out now, but I'm going impromptu do that. And then I'm going to lick and I'm going to comb it to the side.
I'm
going to
stand on the side with a shrimp basket and a scully on. And everything, I'm going to be eating that shrimp basket. The whole thing. Do we have any more questions?
So you're going to be, what's the dude, the dude that watched you that everybody was talking about?
Kim Bone. I'm going to be Kim Bone, only I'm going to have on a throwback jersey. I'm going to be eating a different throwback jersey. I'm going to be eating a shrimp plate. It's going to be a shrimp plate with some.
Hold on, you're going to have
with ketchup and hot sauce on the fries. And I'm going to be just sitting there eating it during the thing.
You have a Houston Oilers jersey on.
What jersey can you possibly? I'm gonna have a Will Chamberlain jersey on.
which team?
Lakers. It's gonna be
no, a Will Chamberlain Minneapolis Lakers jersey, even though it didn't exist.
He didn't even play for them.
Exactly, but it'd just be even better. The blue and white joint with Will Chamberlain on the back.
I might have a mascot head on, like Redman's dude. You gotta get a dude that look like Redman. Redman.
Make America fuck. There you go. You know you're on to something with the Make America fucking campaign.
First of all, this is your campaign.
No, I'm saying. With the Will Chamberlain thing, he's fucking. Who else can we get to get be a part of this movie?
It's willing, right? This is the opposite of what we've done.
Oh,
yet.
Yeah, so this is all willing. This is all. Look. All
right, so Kobe's out.
Mike Tyson's out.
Ben Roethlisberger's out.
Bill Cosby's out.
The University of Duke University's out.
Penn State's out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Penn State's definitely out.
Make America fuck again. MAFA, y'all. MAFA. But the incels thing, man, we're going to move on to our next topic, but.
I hope that I'm not out and I have to tussle with one of these fellas because they upset at some women that I know.
Man, you know,
because I'm gonna just treat it like you ever ran up on like a goose or something like that, or like ran up on like a get on now.
And they sit there and look at you like fuck out of here.
Yeah, get on, and then you gotta end up making a loud noise and it runs off.
Maybe. I mean, it's gonna be something, man. This MAFA, man.
Listen, man. I understand going through some things and having some issues with stuff. I totally get it. But hey, man, let's just keep our targets clear. If you got an issue with that lady for her rejecting you. I don't necessarily recommend that, but I understand that at least. But don't make it a war against women because you have a self-esteem issue. Once again, go sit down with somebody, talk it out, but don't form little mini militia groups. little pent up sexually aggressive militia groups. If nothing else, brother, I've got a list of websites you can go to that will help you relieve that pressure.
I'm telling you, Backpage being shut down was bad for the community. Yeah. I think a shutdown, maybe this incel thing wouldn't be as, it'd be there, but it wouldn't be as much because they can go pay indiscreetly for. There's also some other escort sites y'all can go to that are legalized, quotes around them, that y'all can go to. MAFA, man, I can subsidize you for these problems, incels. You know, and brothers get out of marriages and stuff. You ain't got to necessarily go sleep with the random coworker. I got you.
Yeah, listen, man. Here are the good brothers of the scenario. We promise to do what we need to do to put a stimulus into the community of women that are willing to do this. Because the common complaint that I hear is there ain't enough dudes out here. So there's got to be some kind of equilibrium.
I 100% believe that, though. Look, man, I know a lot of homies. I know I don't have no single friends to hook them up with. Or like, yo, you should holler at such and such. Somebody come in with a gun right now and be like, yo, you know, a woman coming to gun like, yo, and she'd be bad. And I'd be like, yo, how single you want them to be? Like, what is considered single?
Then okay,
like,
so
then I gotta go parameters like.
I have homeboys, but there's a bunch of girls too that want guys. This is a different thing. This isn't an incel type of thing. But there's also girls that like want dudes to have that semi-clean record too. Like, you couldn't holler at none of my homegirls. You can't do none of that. Like, hey, listen, it's getting a little late in the game for that.
You gonna have to pick up when you talking about the kid from Fresno State.
It's getting exactly.
He's still an all-star.
Yes.
Now he got kicked out of camp.
You might not have had this. Might not have been your original game plan to go about it this way. But hey. Listen,
you still need to fill this.
I'm not saying beggars can't be choosers, because I don't see you begging, but I'm saying some of them requirements need to get knocked down a couple pegs, unless you're trying to be out here like a entry level recruiter taking kids straight out of college.
That's the only way.
And even then,
are you gonna build your team as well, rookie? You gotta go through them growing pains with them being a rookie.
Exactly. Meaning you're gonna have to pay for everything because he's broke. A brother that's in his mid-30s. That's making some coin and ain't had to get married or anything yet. Listen, you're gonna have to deal with some lifestyle that he's just been leading.
Because he's been accustomed to some shit.
Because he's been out here living his life. Or if he's re-entering the market.
No, reentering out of population, like out of prison. Like,
yes, if he's going, wait a minute, you're talking about different things.
No, I'm saying he got out of marriage.
I know you're actually talking about, well, that's actually in play too. So you got three, these are three options if you're not willing to lower them standards. Four options that you got actually. You're going to have to get a brother that's living life faster than you want to live. You're going to have to get a brother that's coming out of a marriage. You're going to have to deal with kids. You're going to have to deal with all that type of stuff. It ain't going to just be about you. You're going to have to get over that. You're going to have to deal with a brother that's coming out of the pen straight up. Or you're going to have to deal with an incel. These are your options. This is where you're at. So as opposed to go any of those routes. I just say.
Out of jail, with the dude getting out of jail that's out of marriage, he's got a parole officer, his ex-wife. Yes. He's got to report to
basically,
once a month.
Basically, you got to kick it with Kanan off power. Or you can end up being somebody's Angela.
There you go. Done. That's fifth. That's the fifth option.
And the sixth option is you date an athlete.
But then that goes to number three. Once again, he's out there living that life.
That's number one.
Right. Yeah, number one guy living that life. So you can get six.
Now, I say I'm not saying lower standards.
No.
But I'm just saying,
understand
hey,
the landscape.
Just like we're telling these incels to keep it real with yourselves, keep it real. Like, we need everybody just to keep it real. Even people in relationships, keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, keep it real. Like, every once in a while, take a look at your dude or take a look at your girl and just remember. Just remember. Remember when this was the move. Like, this is the move. This is what I was trying to accomplish. This is what I was trying to get
and
off.
Also, remember that there's nothing out there. Because you always think, like, yo, I can get back out here and pick me
you
up.
You don't want to get back out here.
No.
There's nothing out here. There's nothing out here. It's like when Jon Snow walked north of the wall, and it wasn't nothing but trees, snow, and O.J. Simpson
and
out there.
Remember, they thought they was getting away to go try to find some different, recruit some more people and do stuff like
nope.
Nobody out there.
Your only options, you're going to be out there, you're going to be cold, you're going to have on a jacket that ain't warm
and
enough.
You got to kill your woman.
And you have to kill your woman, eat her, and then O.J. Simpson going to find you and turn you into one of his people. And then next thing you know, you're going to be the only black dude. You're going to be the only black dude in a white club full of women that's married and just didn't go out with their husband. But their husband don't care because he at home with his mistress. And now you wrapped up in all sorts of bullshit now. And before you know it, she's going to ask you to kill her husband. And you could have just instead stayed with your girl.
Yep. That's real talk right there, man.
That's what life north of the wall is like.
That's what life north of the wall is.
Stay your goddamn ass in Westeros.
Yeah, and if you're in fucking Castle Black, just be happy to be in Castle Black.
Be in Castle Black! Like that's good enough.
If you're an incel, is it being an incel being in Castle Black?
Being, yes, an incel, yes, yes. An incel is a member of the Night's Watch. He is a brother of the Night's Watch. Nobody wants to be part of the Night's Watch.
But somebody has to be, though.
But that's not gotta be.
Look.
This once again proves it. Everything can be connected to Game of Thrones.
Exactly. All times. Now, you can get out of Castle Black.
Yeah.
You can just leave.
But Ned Stark gonna cut your head off.
There you go. Because you went out there and shot up a whole bunch of people because you was like, yo, or stabbed a bunch of people because you couldn't take being in Castle Black no more.
You killed people because you were sexually frustrated. Listen, brother.
Why don't all the incels just join the military?
There's women in the military. They ain't gonna be happy.
Right, but no, I'm talking about just go out there and get you a grip. We could have an incel unit.
It would be like
that you could send out there.
If you put that many angry brothers in hands with them guns and sent them out there, mm-hmm. it would be like what Professor Erskine was trying to accomplish with Steve Rogers. We'd have a super soldier force. You couldn't stop them.
You couldn't stop them.
But you know what? They'd probably make friends with the people in the Middle East because they all of them hate women over there.
So they end up being on their side. Now we train these super incel soldiers. And now they over there.
Yeah. WWE was in Saudi Arabia. They couldn't even have the women perform. They said, whoa.
Really?
Yeah. They said, whoa. We can't have that.
So hold on. That's true?
Yeah, it happened 2 weeks ago. They had this thing called the Greatest Royal Rumble. Right. It was supposed to be the 50-man Royal Rumble. They had all these championship matches, but it ended up being kind of whack because nothing really significant happened. But the women, I looked halfway through the show. I was like, yo, where is Sasha Banks?
Yeah.
Like, where is Charlotte? They had to lead the women back in the States because Saudi Arabia was like, nah.
We good on that.
Nah, we cool.
We don't want no women seeing us.
Yeah, it wasn't no
women. The whole crowd is all men?
Yep.
Not one woman in
the crowd. Not a single one. The ring announcer was a dude. Everything. So they showed a video package with the WWE women in it and had to apologize.
So hold on. There was no managers like our valets for the men that came out to the ring?
None of that. All dudes. It was like a lock-in at the YMCA.
Wow. In the sixth grade.
No, it was like a lock-in at the YMCA now in your mid-30s.
Oh, damn! God damn.
Imagine going to a lock-in right now and ain't nothing but dudes.
And ain't nobody, no women.
No women can come.
Yeah, because... Damn. That's amazing to think about.
You know how bad that'll smell? Bunch of 28 to 35-year-old, 40-year-old men... In a room, 150-year-old man, because Undertaker was there, and then they're stinking, hanging out, being dudes together.
So
that's like it's like the incel province council, the conclave. It's the incel conclave. Was the world? They just need to go over Saudi Arabia. They got something for them, apparently.
Yeah, or maybe go to Thailand.
Yeah, there's plenty of places where this type of stuff is allowed. Not in the United States. There's too many beautiful women in the United States. I don't know, man. We got to move on.
Yeah.
We got to move on.
Let's go. Let's get into, do we want to go into the Quan Cinematic Universe?
I think it's time to move into the Quan Mills Cinematic Universe. We need, like, the Marvel music to play.
Man.
Can you imagine what the beginning montage for this universe would look like? You know that little thing at the beginning of the Marvel movies when it shows everybody in action and Captain America come with their shield and everything happening. You like, oh shit, this finna be the fucking movie right here. Imagine that in the Quan Mills universe. You got somebody, stepdaddy, hanging out on the corner.
Okay, so
there's a picture of Ving Rhames from Baby
Boy.
Did you
see the original picture I showed you where the older guy that took the picture?
I sent that picture to everybody I know. What are you talking about? Yeah, I saw that.
Like, he didn't know he was taking a picture that was going to be on the front.
Hell
so,
no. Okay,
so you don't know what we talking about. So, Quan Mills. So now, urban fiction is a whole subgenre of African-American literature.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like street lit. I think there's urban fiction and there's street lit. I don't know what this is. This is below street lit, I feel like. Is this gutter lit?
Ugh.
Have you ever read a Donald Goins novel before?
No, of course not.
Okay, Donald Goins should be crazy as fuck, too. Even, like, the syntax, writing, all that shit is fucking ridiculous. Stories are crazy, too. This shit is below the Donald Goins novel shit on the shit. So let me...
These books are so crazy, they probably can't sell them at the grocery store.
No. No. So keep in mind... Quan also found out about me putting this out there because I found his books randomly online.
You're welcome.
And his book was called, the first one. Now, before we get into the Quan Cinematic Universe, the first book I saw was called Pregnant by My Husband's Granddaddy. So I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, who is this by? And I'm like, Quan Mills. So I get into the Googles.
Quan Mills sound like the name of somebody you went to high school with, but you can't quite remember what he looked like. Yeah. And then you be like, that's what he on now?
Quan Mills.
So everybody now, out there, you got a Quan Mills in your life.
So Quan's newest book, I sent you that the text of that in his newest book. Then I'm going to get into the rest of the universe and we'll run through it. Because it's amazing. His newest book is called Pregnant by My Gay Stepdaddy. No, this is real shit, y'all. These are real books.
Can you get this on Amazon?
Yes. Oh, that's where I went to look for it. I found out all the book titles. Then I found them on Facebook. It's actual Facebook profile.
This is fucking phenomenal.
So, let me go through some of his illustrious titles.
Okay.
Crack Hole Dreams.
Mm-hmm. Who could forget that one?
I mean, the class. Side Nigga Chronicles, Part 2.
Yeah, we saw that.
Oh, Secrets of a Side Nigga, Volume 1.
I saw that at 7-Eleven.
Gutter Hole Dreams.
Oh, yeah. That's out there in North County.
Okay. The hottest summer ever. He's the only one that's kind of decent with it. The Side Chick Commandments. Tatiana.
Oh. I think I went to high school with her, too.
My Bad White Bitch.
I went to college with her.
Volume 3, though.
Okay.
My Bad White Bitch, Volume 2.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Right, but there's a 3. 1 and a 2.
Yeah, well, that's not guaranteed.
Yeah, because he could
have just went straight like Leonard, Part 6.
Ran Off of Your Bitch Twice, Part 1.
Oh.
Ran Off of Your Bitch Twice, but it's Part 1. Like, goddamn.
Why do these sound like No Limit albums?
They look like No Limit album covers,
they
too.
Look like the mixture between a No Limit album and a Kool-Aid packet.
Secrets of a Scamming Bitch.
Mm.
Confessions of a Boss Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have... Hold on, let me see. He got a gang of these motherfuckers. Church Hole Dreams.
Church Hole Dreams?
Church Hole Dreams. Loving the Wrong Side Bitch.
Well, everybody hates when that happens. But,
I might have to read that one.
Now, that one might...
that one might have some credits in it.
Yeah, that one might actually have something to it.
Now, keep in mind, these are all pictures of random, like, people that have, like, if you guys go see Pregnant by My Husband's Granddaddy, there's an older gentleman who just took a general picture for some stock photos that you just purchased, and a random black couple that's in love taking a picture for stock photos, and you can buy the stock photos from Shutterfly, you know, any of those, and they're on the cover of Pregnant by My Husband's Granddaddy.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even think this was going to happen, though, when he got that check. Once the side bitch, now I'm the main bitch. Yeah, I'm not lying about this, y'all. I know y'all sitting there like, these can't be real, these are real books. My side bitch won't snitch.
Well, all right.
Ugly Hoe Dreams. Yo, I'm not making this up, y'all. I know y'all like, you know, D's making this shit up. I'm not making this shit up, man. And these are, I mean, he's throwing these out. Like, these are like No Limit. He comes out with like 2 a month, dog. Ran Off with the Plug and Your Bitch Twice.
Oh, you, wait, so you ran
this
off.
This is the Part 2, I think, of the other one. Because the same picture of people, they kind of look different.
Okay.
Pussy Magic. Juicy Coochie Chronicles.
Oh.
Yo, these come, they're like 2 or 3 books that come out with a month, too. So I'm saying he's like No Limit of the book shit.
This brother is one of the most prolific authors of our time.
See, then he gonna disappoint me with this title, man. He disappointed me, man. This may be the worst book in the whole series. Our Love Has Deadly Consequences. Man, I ain't get no cuss words in it. I didn't get no derogatory statements. Pretty disappointed in that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Quan, I'm sure that's the lowest selling book in your entourage. Gutter Hole Secrets. I want to be with you, but I'd rather fuck your daddy in the ass.
What?
Yes. No, I'm not making this up, y'all. Google all these. Well, praying about my stepdaddy must be a big seller because he keeps pushing that one. Because I'm going through his Facebook page and going through all his titles. Then he has upcoming titles. We're going to go to leave in a second, but I just want to... These are the some like, hey, y'all, what y'all think my next title should be? White Trash Hoe Dreams. Pregnant by My Son's Homeboy. Sleeping with My Daughter's Bestie, or You Better Check That Bitch.
Oh, well, I gotta say, you better check that bitch. Gotta be the one. When's that? Is that coming out? When's that come out tomorrow?
I don't know.
Go
write this shit. So, if you go online and read some of the reviews.
I'm gonna go add that to my Amazon wish list right now.
Oh, they're on Amazon Audio too. A lot of these are. They're audio free. That's what a part of me wants to hear the audio.
Does Biz Markie read
them? I don't know who's reading these, though.
I hope Biz Markie reads them all.
Yo. Then he says, I'm thinking about also writing Sleep With My Wife's Crackhead Auntie.
Quan Mills Kindle Books.
Mm-hmm. They're on audio, too. They got them on
You could get Pregnant by My Gay Stepdaddy for 99 cents today. Like, and it will be in your Kindle right now if you do that. At any point in time, you could do that, and that's it. There's also This Is What Real Bitches Do in Urban Romance. Gutter Ho Dreams. Gutter Ho Dreams Episode 3, the finale. And Finesse Queens in Urban Romance. Oh, man. Well, this is great. This is fantastic. Listen, guys, I'm all about supporting black business, so get out there and make it happen. Like, go ahead and do this. And the stars, this is like averaging like 4 stars per book.
Yeah, but no, I think some of those are fake. You got to go deep down into the reviews. Somebody's like, one person I read, I couldn't get past 10 pages with the typos and the run-ons in this book. Mm.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
But, I mean, Donald Hall's novels were like that.
I would put it down if I read 2 pages and there wasn't a typo or a run-on sentence. I don't want any commas, first of all. I think commas should be outlawed.
In his books, yeah.
Yeah, maybe an occasional period.
Just to keep it.
But there needs to be at least 20 pages where there's one sentence on the entire page. And I want some coupons for some shit in there, too. I want to open it up and have some coupons fall out.
Man, I'm gonna reach out to Quan Mills. See if we can get him.
You need to get him on the show with Jovan.
You know what? He lives in Chicago, too. This may have to happen.
Yeah, let's see what we can
He's
do.
He's in Chicago.
All right,
title
guys.
Ideas, before we go, he's got another one. Title ideas for my other book, so that's what I'm saying, do no limit shit.
Okay.
12 Years of a Side Bitch.
Oh. So what's the statute? Wait a minute. What's the statute of limitations on side bitches? Like, if you're a side bitch for more than how many years, are you either you're permanently a side bitch or you get to move up to the big house? This is also called the Sally Hemings reserve clause, too.
I don't even know. That's a good question. How long? What's the longest side? I mean, I'm sure there's been side bitches that's been there for the whole life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Ratchet Babysitter's Club, Side Chickology, Your Grandmother, My Side Bitch.
Oh, man. All right. Well, hey, I need for everybody to send in your favorite.
Send in your favorites.
Send in your favorite. And also some suggestions,
yes,
too.
So we can tell
Quan. I would like to get a few suggestions for Quan, so we can send these forward, because we're going to start the outreach effort here to get behind this. We're going to do like an Inside the Actor's Studio sit-down interview with Quan Mills. It's going to happen, if that is your name.
Okay, so I got one thing before we go on. So, the synopsis for Mr. Melvin Big Meech Barnes, he's the granddaddy, right?
Okay.
He's a triple OG from Fort Pierce, Florida. Formerly incarcerated for armed robbery and home invasion, Mr. Melvin gonna get these young niggas in the streets right. And it is a picture of, no, I thought it was Shannon Briggs, but I thought it was Shannon Briggs. Is that Shannon Briggs?
It might be.
Yeah, it looks like it's Shannon Briggs in the picture. He's trying to use as a model. Wow.
Well, that's incredible. That's incredible. I'd love to get Donald Trump's thoughts on that.
Oh, man, yeah. So, the Quan Mills, the CMCU, the Quan Mills Cinematic Universe.
Yes.
Why can't Netflix get on this shit?
Oh, my goodness.
In live action shit?
Oh, my goodness. Cinemax probably already has the rights to this. It probably comes on at 3:45 to 4 o'clock
in the morning,
on Friday night.
And it's a 15-minute increment?
15-minute increments at the most.
12 years my side, bitch, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ho.
Cinemax has got to get all over this.
Wow, yeah, he's got a strong following, man.
Maybe the Movie Channel.
Movie Channel? Is the Movie Channel still exist?
I think so, maybe. That'd probably be the perfect place if you got to ask.
Yeah, because they need some original
Flicks.
Content. They're the only one I think that doesn't have original content then. I haven't heard about a TV show on TMC.
Yeah, maybe Flix, like the what's the one to see? That's the app. Candle or whatever it is. I don't know. I know the name of it. We could just make up a station dedicated to it.
This is the Quan Mills station. Why would you make Quan? Quan's got enough fucking things to fill up 24 hours?
Yeah.
He got his own. He got enough.
I would like to do the score for these movies. Me and Mr. Marcus will work on the score.
And all songs rapped by Wesley Pipes.
Oh, for sure. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Especially 12 years.
Wesley Pipes and the dude that made White Girls.
Oh, what was his name? Was it Casper?
What was the one was the Alaskan with a dude from Alaska.
Oh, you talking about Snow the Bail Bondsman.
Yes. Yeah, Joker the Bail
Bondsman. Joker the Bail Bondsman, yeah. Yes.
So it would be Wesley Pipes.
He's in jail too, free Joker the Bail Bondsman.
It would be Wesley Pipes, me, and Joker the Bail Bondsman that'll do the score for this.
Okay, and Black Jesus.
Oh yes, the actual Black
Jesus. The actual Black Jesus, yeah. Y'all. Google that. Not Earl Tell Monroe. Me what that thing smells like.
Not Earl the Pearl. No, but...
no. Tell me what that thing smells like.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's keep it rolling, man.
All right, I got a question. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is the Met Gala? All right,
so it's...
And here's the thing. Why do we care about it? Because I looked at these pictures, and it looks like a bunch of people I know for doing other things dressed up like hood ornaments. Or like Christmas decorations or something. Like, I want to hang Rihanna...
That's why it is, though. It's a costume event. The definition, the Met Gala, formerly known as the Costume Institute Gala, also known as the Met Ball, is an annual fundraiser gala for the benefit of the Metropolitan Museum of Arts Costume Design in New York City.
So it goes to probably a pretty well-funded museum already.
Yeah, but it's for costume design.
Oh, well, of course, that's something that we need to dedicate plenty of resources towards. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that answers my question then. It was weird as hell. I was looking and I was like, I've seen it like 5-6 years now. I was like, why the hell do we care about this?
I want to take... My wife and Quan Davis is our third
Quan person. Mills.
Quan Mills. I like Quan Davis too, though. That's a good
Quan name. Davis is like a running back on Madden.
He's a running back.
Yeah.
I want to take Quan to this and just let him just talk to people. Like, he's not next to necessarily with me, but I got him in like through a side door or some shit. Like, Quan, go do your thing.
Mm-hmm. Like the little homie you let in the club?
Yeah, you go Quan. And you ain't going to hang with him or nothing. He's like, yo, no. You kind of fend for yourself.
He gonna come up to you every once in a while and tell you something that happened, and you're not gonna believe it.
Yo, I just told Jay-Z said he wanted Roc Nation to license 12 years of Aside, bitch.
Yeah, absolutely. yeah, for sure.
Starring Beyonce.
I'm still looking forward to the Quan Mills intro, the intro montage.
Oh, man. Just titties and ass.
And daddies
and dudes with guns shooting
people that own check deposit places and
check the cashing spots.
Yeah, it's like takes place at like a payday loans.
Somebody with like playing dice.
Yeah, I want to make some time. I'm gonna make a title for a Quan Mills book next show. But yeah, so now I get. So the Met Gala is just another one of those things where we look at celebrities be celebrities, basically. I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm good. Moving right on. Hey, LeBron James went Super Saiyan. Meanwhile, while people are looking at Twitter and Instagram, look at pictures of celebrities dressed like Christmas ornaments, LeBron James was furthering his conquest, his savage takeover of LeBronto.
Now, what time was that game over with?
It came in at about 10 Central time.
What if LeBron showed up at the Met Gala right after that?
Just walked in
and
there.
And had a private flight and just went straight from Toronto, New York. It's probably only maybe an hour flight. Came right in for the last hour at the Met Gala.
With the skulls of 12 Raptors in his hands.
No, how bad is a Raptors fan would you feel, or a Raptors player, that Dirk Diggler-Jaw, that shows up at the Met Gala in his jersey, though. In slacks.
He gave them the roller girl. That's for sure.
The roller girl.
Yeah, he put them skates in the air on their ass.
He showed up at the Met Gala, or it would have been worse if he showed up the next day, like the Met Gala was the series is over on that Sunday. He shows up on Monday at the Met Gala in his jersey.
I want real time. I want him to just
show up right after the game.
Yeah,
that's even more dick move, ain't it?
Yeah, I mean, he's got time off now.
Could the NBA suspend him or something for that? Could he be in trouble for that?
No, it's his jersey.
He probably get a call from Adam Silver like, damn man, why are you going out there doing this, man?
I mean, he'd be like, I'm LeBron James.
And I'm off.
Did you see what I can do? Did you see me?
You know your league's going to be in trouble when I retire, right?
Did you see me erase the seed next to the Raptors like Thanos snapped his fingers and changed reality? Like, LeBron snapped his fingers and wiped out half of the competitive teams in the playoffs.
When is that time a one seed has lost? Well, no, Bulls did. Bulls lost to the Sixers.
Lost when?
That early in the playoffs. I was sending the Bulls to the Sixers in the first round when they it was a 1-8 game, remember?
Yeah.
But we weren't at full strength. That's when D. Rose got hurt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Hawks got swept by LeBron in the conference finals as number one seed.
No, not that early.
But I'm just saying. A number one seed getting swept at any point is unreasonable.
And the Bulls didn't get swept.
No, they didn't get swept. Yeah. They just took that L.
Yeah.
But they got swept. Like, the Raptors have lost 3 years in a row to the Cavs now. I don't think the Raptors should be allowed to make the playoffs next year. Like, I don't care what they do. It should be like,
if they get first place, they can get the number one pick.
No, absolutely not. No rewards for this.
You just got to play your year out.
Yeah, you get like the 15th pick, which always sucks. Like, you got to keep that. They shouldn't. No, don't. You can't make the playoffs anymore. Sorry. DeMar DeRozan got thrown out the game in the third quarter. Like, how are you the best player on your team? You get thrown out the game in the third quarter, and it really doesn't matter. Like, they keep on getting sculled the same way.
It would have been no different if he's there.
I mean, they've got two All-Stars on their team, and LeBron James scored two fewer points than both of them combined.
For the whole series. God damn.
Jabronis. They're some jabronis. They're the Toronto jabronis until further
notice. But LeBron is shutting up people, especially all them Kobe stands that be trying to say Kobe better than him. He's shutting them the fuck up right now.
Yeah, that comparison isn't even valid anymore. Yeah. That's done.
We're done with that now, right?
Yeah, that's over.
We're done with the...
That's over.
Kobe's better.
I always thought it was...
Yeah, I thought it was already silly. Done. I thought it was done, but I think we've really solidified.
Yeah, I think that they finally decided to just to step off.
No, we're not going to even...
Yeah, there's nothing left there. That well is dry. No, that's over.
Especially if LeBron stays at a decent high level all the way through the rest of his career. And Kobe was sitting there like a motherfucking with two tendons hanging.
Kobe was looking like Bruce Wayne in The Dark Knight Returns.
There you go, yeah.
And he came back on the court and got broke down. He scored them 60. He took them 50 shots. 60 shots. He took something ignorant. Yeah, he's like 22 for like 60 or something like that.
Something ridiculous. That last game? Like, if you was this past him, you weren't getting it at all.
No, it was over. The rest of the Lakers was out there like them ball nets. Like, you catch that joint and just shoot right back to him. Meanwhile, LeBron out here doing skip passes to Cass and playoffs, living life. They going to the finals again.
With the Pips.
Yeah. I mean, he's got the other guys with him.
Can you name the starting five?
Well, of course I can.
Me and you can, but yeah. I'm talking about our listeners. Our average listener can't just all the...
This will be the second worst team you ever took to the finals.
You think this team's not worse than a Donnell Marshall squad? Yeah. You know, he at least had an all-star. He got an all-star Kevin Love, though. He had Donnell Marshall.
No, he had Drew Gooden on that team. That was Drew Gooden, Zandre Sagaskis.
No, Donnell Marshall was his best player. He's the second best high scorer on that squad. It was fucking Donnell Marshall.
I hope not.
Yes. Donnell UConn Marshall. That's when he got, got him popping. Homeboy, they ended up trading, and he thought he was going to be able to get a ring with LeBron.
What year was that? 2000?
Homeboy went to Alabama. What's his name?
I don't remember.
He's a commentator now in the SEC for basketball. His son play for Alabama 2 now. Can't remember his name. He's the one that started doing, not Damon Jones.
Apparently he don't matter enough.
No, he got his own All-Star game that year.
Mo Williams?
There you go. Yep. Mo Williams' son played for Alabama now.
Nah, you're thinking about a different team than I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about the one that he took when he took Larry Hughes in there. That was hella
before. Larry Hughes won on that squad. He got traded right before that. Larry Hughes he was the squad at the beginning of that, so he got traded.
Oh, well, yeah, but I'm just talking about that year of that team. Like, that was...
Yeah, but that was Donnell Marshall was the second best scorer on that squad. And Ilgauskas.
Oh, my God.
Look at Donnell Marshall's stats. Yeah, I think he had like 15 a game, man.
It makes me want to throw up. It makes me want
to throw up. I think Donnell Marshall's... Well, no, you're right. It is the worst finals team ever.
Yeah. Well, no. AI's team with him.
No.
Like if you took AI...
You had Dikembe, though, at least.
Yeah, man. But Dikembe wasn't turning around doing...
But you had Donnell Marshall, the second leading scorer here.
What year was that?
2008? 2007, 2008? 2008. Because 2007, Boston won. Because Boston tried to repeat and... No.
That'd be like...
It's 2007 then.
Yeah, maybe.
Hold on. Let me see.
I gotta know. Because I gotta know. Like...
Daniel Marshall was on this.
No, it wasn't 2008 because they lost in the conference finals that year. We'll come back to it. But he's doing some incredible stuff. He's doing some incredible stuff right now. He might be the greatest semi old age player of all time.
Oh, 100%.
Him and Kareem are pretty much living in their own universe right now. Because other than that, I can't even imagine somebody else doing this. Like, he looks like he's getting better at year 15.
It's 06, 07.
Was it that early ago?
Oh, 607. I went to Daniel Marshall's profile to get to the thing and talk about how Daniel Marshall was
bald. Oh, my God.
Statistical leaders.
Oh, my God. That is... It hurts me that that was that long ago.
Daniel Marshall, dog.
Wow, man. Well, live your life, Cass. I want to touch on Ta-Nehisi, Ether, and Kanye, but I feel like I need more time.
Yeah, no, we can take that because that's a deep dive though because it's that Ether is heavy.
Yeah, he's hitting a lot of levels. He's hitting a lot of levels on that. Just to give people a little bit.
It's in Atlantic. The article's in Atlantic.
A little bit of it. Yeah. Take it. You take it. You
ready? Yeah. No, it's Ether, man. Like he basically goes in on Kanye and he actually puts himself out there as well on his ego and how he had to. Look at like, wow, like people give me free meals. Everybody wants to talk to me. Like he said, that's an intoxicating thing, you know? And he was like, yo, I had to even check myself. I'm even, you know, a victim of it as well. Drew Gooden was on that squad. So this, let's go back here. I'm going to list the squad for that Cleveland Cavaliers squad. Shannon Brown, Daniel Gibson, or AKA Booby Gibson. Larry Hughes, but was traded. Ilgauskas.
Yeah, man. Daniel Marshall averaged 7 points on that team.
Who was next?
No. Larry averaged 14.9. Drew Gooden averaged...
Larry got traded, though.
But Drew Gooden averaged 11. Zondrus Ilgauskas averaged 11. And Anderson Varejao averaged 7. And LeBron averaged 27.
In the playoffs, though? I'm talking
about... This is in the game, per season.
For that season?
Yeah.
I was saying in the playoffs.
22-year-old LeBron James. Jesus Christ, this dude is incredible. This dude is incredible. It don't make no sense how good this dude is.
Oh, no. Larry Hughes did play in the playoffs.
Yeah, Larry stuck with that team.
Larry Hughes made the finals?
Shit. Daniel Marshall averaged 3.5 points for that team.
But he was still on the squad.
Well, yeah, he was there. So was Scott Pollard and Ira Noble. That team sucked. That's the worst. That team is worse than the team that's playing right now.
And
considerably worse. But anyway, though.
Scott Pollard only played 3 games. That was the KU love. Fucking Scott Pollard.
Fuck Scott Pollard. That was Daniel Gibson blowout. Booby Gibson blowout postseason when he first stepped up. How do you have a team with Booby? You had a team with Booby Gibson, Eric Snow, and Damon Jones.
And now he's on Love & Hip Hop.
What the hell all of them doing? But anyway, though, Ta-Nehisi Coates gave him the business. He called him out.
Yeah, the intellectual whipping.
Yeah, he called him out. And I mean, and there's still people, and the thing at the end of the day, there's still people caping for Kanye. Like, he hating. No, you're not. He's telling the truth.
Dude, people, at this point, you're just dumb.
Yeah, at this point, you're a lemming. You've walked off the edge of the cliff.
This dude said he don't read books. This dude said that he didn't even know what DACA was. He didn't understand what the travel ban was. He didn't know Donald Trump's policies. How do you even listen to a motherfucker like that? Like, or think that that's acceptable?
It makes no sense. But, I mean, it is what it is. It is where it's at. But, yeah, I want to come back to that one. I want to touch on that. I want to get into that a little bit deeper to learn a little bit
yeah,
more.
Yeah, no, that's we can table that.
So, let's hit on this real quick before we get to the main dish here later on.
The Juice-onos?
No, this is an Affinity Fuckery Gauntlet.
Oh, I said Juice-onos.
I like the fuckery gauntlet.
No, no. The person that wields it.
We'll get to that. So, you know, last week we outlined the parts of this. You know what I'm saying? We outlined the parts of this that come together in the spirit of the collective glove of the most fuckery possible in one thing. We've got...
Bill Cosby,
yes.
We also have...
Kobe Bryant.
No, we took Kobe. Kobe went in this. We took Kobe out.
You sure?
We didn't think Kobe sunk to them levels yet.
Oh man.
We had Bill Cosby, Kanye West.
Yes.
OJ was an original member, but now he has moved to a transition to another place.
Okay.
Now that we'll talk about in a minute. We also had
We had R. Kelly.
R. Kelly was on there.
We were replacing. We only had 4. So now we have to replace because we moved OJ.
We moved OJ. Oh, we got replacements.
All right. So our first replacement, because we have 3 more spots to fill out.
We got three spots to go with.
So number one is?
Omarosa. We're not going to be disrespectful towards women. We got to have a woman on there.
Yeah, they need some representation. She's the pinnacle of black female fuckery. Mm-hmm. So, so Omarosa.
Do we want to put each one of them as a different gym?
I don't do all that. Yeah, because I need time to name the gyms and like what they are.
And think about what gym and who needs to be placed with what.
Exactly. Exactly.
Next up, we have.
We've got Clarence Thomas. Damn right,
he should have been first. He should. That was a missed slight with us. He's the soul gym because we lost that one. We forgot mm-hmm. about that one. Mm-hmm. You got to give up your soul to get the Clarence Thomas gym.
Yeah, you got to give it all.
You got to give it all the way up to get the Clarence Thomas gym.
The Bill Cosby gym is the reality gym.
And then finally, we have the great Ben Carson.
Yeah. Ben Carson is the time gym.
That's 100%. Because we thought he was somebody that was different when he was getting on the awards, on the Essence Image Awards and shit.
What are the other two stones? What are the other stones we got here? We need
power.
We need a stone for
and space.
Space? It's power is Clarence Thomas. He's a goddamn Supreme Court justice.
He's a soul, Jim. You gotta give up your soul to be Terrence Thomas.
Oh, that's right.
You gotta give up your soul to be Clarence Thomas now.
I think reality is Kanye because he doesn't see it. He's lost all grips on it.
Yeah, I think
power is Bill Cosby.
I'll say power, Jim. You gotta be Bill Cosby.
Okay, the power gym is Bill Cosby. Finally, the last one is for R. Kelly, and
Soul
Gym is Omarosa.
Because she tries to act like she got soul,
and she does not. She does not have a bit of it.
Yeah.
What's the last stone?
The last... we got five? We should have six.
Yeah, I know. We got one. We need to give one.
The last one is mine.
Oh, R. Kelly. Yes, R. Kelly definitely gets the mind gym. Whoa, are you kidding me?
Yeah, R. Kelly's the mind gym.
So, all right. In the Infinity Fuckery Gauntlet, we're trying to assemble the power stone, which is Bill Cosby. Because he's still got that power over people who think he's a damn daddy in real life. Going to have pictures like they daddy going to jail. The reality gym goes to Kanye West, who has lost all grips and hopes of being in touch with it. The mind gym goes to R. Kelly, who be putting these chicks in hypnotized and having them in
which
sexual.
There's a Washington Post article that's fucking great about.
Well, it's he's got women's mind tied up in sex camps across America.
Yeah.
Omarosa is the soul.
Did you read that article?
No, I don't. I try not. I don't do it.
You don't do that.
The soul gym is Clarence Thomas.
You got to
give up your whole soul.
You got soul to be Clarence Thomas.
The time gym is Ben Carson, who just really went back and reinvented everything after he got there. And then the final gym is the Omarosa is which one is she?
Soul gym. No.
No.
We gave the soul gym. No, Clarence Thomas, you gave him the mind gym. So we got mind gym, space gym.
Space.
Who gets the space gym?
Yeah, she's... Omarosa gets the space gym. Because she's out of her damn mind. She done drifted off a long-ass time ago. So now when you put all of them together, you get the Infinity Fuckery Gauntlet. Which
worn by O.J. Simpson.
Which O.J. Simpson wears.
Jusenos.
Yes, Jusenos.
And when he snaps his fingers, half the black women turn into white women.
Oh, God.
Have the black woman turn into white
OJ
women.
Reshapes reality into how he wants it to be.
Which is mostly white women.
Hey, OJ is the most powerful cat of all time. Not only is he the Night King, he is also Jusenos. The warper of reality.
Look, we gotta stop him from getting all these people together.
What people does he make disappear, though? Like, when you saw them drift off, like, who does he make disappear? Obama?
He takes half the bracket. Half our bracket is gone.
He makes all the Heisman trophies disappear right away.
No, it's only women. It's only make white women. That's the thing.
He turns those white women. He turns black women into Heisman trophies because that's what he's looking for, to try to get his back.
Nah, it's got to be white women. He loves white women. He loves white women more than the Heisman. He loves white women more than he didn't get a fuck about no. He didn't have to get the Heisman back.
He had to sell his Heisman.
He had to sell it. That's different.
But he went to jail because he was trying to steal it back from them cats in that hotel room.
But he didn't have to give it back. Like Reggie Bush had to give it back.
Oh no! I'm talking about just recapture it. Period.
Juice think he can get it back. He always the juice. He'll go get Reggie Bush's and put a little placard on top of that motherfucker.
He'll put some tape over the front of that motherfucker.
For OJ, what year he got to
say juice.
What year did he get? What, 68 or something?
Something crazy.
Yeah, so it'd be like, juice, 68. I'd be like, hey man, didn't they reorganize?
Juice 68 sounds like some license plates.
Like, that's his new license
probably
plate.
Probably one juice. That he made while he was up in the clink.
Juice 68. Hey, can somebody put that one to the side for me?
Wait, was Tiger Woods on this?
No, we didn't put Tiger Woods on.
Okay.
We didn't put Tiger Woods on there. We didn't put there. Is, I mean, now like this, you guys can nominate some more people. You have to nominate someone to and place who's going to be taken off. There's only one person that may come off. Actually, there's none.
No, all these cats are stuck.
These are solidified.
They stuck.
Yeah, I can't let none of them go. No, they... Unless you got to come with somebody that we ain't think about. That's trumping
everybody. Only person that could possibly turn into this be Step and Fetch It.
But that was a role. That wasn't even that man wasn't living like that.
Oh, I know. But it was out there. Kanye might be playing a role, but it's out there.
Yeah. No, Kanye was the other one. One of the ones we missed.
Kanye's in there.
Kanye's in the right.
He's the reality gym. Alright, so all of these lost brothers and sister brings us to maybe the man that might be the main event for this evening scenario.
The Captain America?
Well, no. Bigger than that. The Redeemer of all Redeemers. Childish Gambino / Donald Glover may be the Redeemer of black of popular black people. Is Donald Glover the pop culture savior for black people when so many of our people are losing their mind in public?
I would say yes, but I don't want to put pressure on him like that. So
I think he's just doing it naturally.
Yeah, but I don't want to put that much pressure on him like, oh man, you're a genius. You're what Kanye supposed to be. Yeah, on a level of like looking at a plane, yes.
But here's my question though. Mm-hmm. Is Donald Glover Luke Skywalker?
Yes, he is.
Absolutely.
And while Kanye is Anakin.
Yes,
absolutely. We thought when he came out with College Dropout, we're like, yo, we coming out this crunk era with all this shit. He's going to bring balance to hip-hop.
Yeah, he's going to be the common that's fun.
Yep, that can give you a club song.
Yeah.
And then I can be a little conscious with it. We thought that was going to bring balance to the hip-hop force.
I just picture right now just Obi-Wan. You're supposed to bring balance to the force.
Who's Obi-Wan in this situation?
Jay-Z.
I was going to say Common.
No.
Because Common...
This was Jay-Z was supposed to keep him corralled right, once he
true.
Got away from
that's Bang. True, though. And he got away. He went away and went with Padme, a.k.a. Well, Padfuck, I'll call it, Kardashian.
But, yeah, I mean, he left and... No, the Emperor. Kim Kardashian is the Emperor. She's Palpatine.
It's the mama.
No, she's permanently the get out lady. She's Grand Moff Tarkin. But no, Kim Kardashian is the seductress. She's the one that pulled the brother away all the way.
Oh, you said okay.
She's Palpatine.
Damn, his mother died.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Anakin's.
Yeah.
And he pawned for his mama. He went back to see her.
Mm-hmm.
She got killed by mm-hmm. the Tusken pirates or whatever.
Tusken Raiders.
Yeah. And they're damn.
Kanye's Anakin.
And he talked about it. He was like, and flip on you like Anakin. Remember on his line?
He predicted it. He predicted it.
We didn't even
see that. Now, after all of this disarray and the galaxy done fell into out of order, we get Donald Glover, who's been out here giving it to us on every possible platform.
He's been sitting out there on Tatooine, nobody paying attention like that.
Hey, he's out here giving it to us every possible way you can ask. He's out here rapping, he's singing, he even dancing now. He got Atlanta, he got the movies. He out here, man. He's Lando fucking Calrissian, but he's really Luke Skywalker in disguise.
Yes, he is. He played Lando Calrissian.
This cat hosted SNL by himself.
And he's also the uncle to Miles Morales.
Look at that. Look at that.
You want to go into the Marvel Universe. He's Miles Morales. He's the Prowler. He's Miles Morales' uncle.
Right. Look at that. Look at that. At a time when we thought maybe Chadwick Boseman was going to come and straighten it out. Mm-hmm. All the while, Donald Glover's been here straightening things out underneath our nose. What did he win? He won an Oscar, didn't he? He won an Academy Award.
No. Emmy.
Emmy, that's it. Yeah,
Emmy and a Golden Globe. He won an Emmy and a Golden Globe.
Yeah, those are the ones.
Yeah, Emmy and Golden Globe.
Yeah. This dude is the guy, man.
And he's won a Grammy, too.
Yeah.
He's almost got an EGOT. He just got to get a Tony and Oscar.
Let's do it. I ain't ruling it out for him. The Tony seems like that could easily happen for him.
I think the Tony is the hardest one, I think, because you got to stay in New York and, like, you can't do nothing else, and you perform every night, maybe two shows.
I think that at some point...
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be focused in to get
there. Yeah, right now ain't the time, but I'm thinking, like, one day that dude could win one.
Yeah, because Denzel's got a Tony and an Oscar. But he came from theater, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easier for... Because I think there's only five or six EGOTs. Whoopi Goldberg is the only black EGOT, I think.
Mm. I mean, this dude can do anything, though, man. And like, and he does it well. It's not like when we got Jamie Foxx and it was like, oh, he can do that, too. That's nice.
I think it'll bring the fights overrated, though. That's just a personal opinion.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, the hardware is the hardware, though.
Oh, no. I'm not taking none of your hardware.
No, I know you're not. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, but, like, it's there. And I think that Donald Glover has a chance to be that guy. Like, Atlanta, I think, might be the best show on TV that's not Billions.
See, I need to get into Billions. Billions is that, though?
Billions is the best show on TV. Billions is the best show on TV right now.
And you're what, season 3 right now?
Season 3. Halfway through season 3, yeah. But, but Atlanta is like, kind of, like, low-key hitting that culture segment right now. He's just touching on stuff in that show that's just on no level.
Killing it.
Yeah, I mean, and so for the people that are out here trying to get on this brother for having a wife of another...
People think she's white. I believe she's Filipino, though.
To me, it doesn't matter. It makes me appreciate even more that clip from Atlanta.
No, that's why I think that's what that came from.
I know it came from there.
That's exactly what it was about.
Exactly. Matter of fact, we need to put that in. Let's throw that. Let's go to that clip real quick so that we can put some context with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm staring at you. How?
Is there a problem?
Not really. Saddled over there with your black man accessory, and I'm just tired of that story, to be honest. It's basic. But that's just me, personally.
Okay. Maybe I'm just a good woman.
Huh?
Like a good girlfriend? Maybe I add value to his life. I've been with him since he was doing community theater. I cooked, I cleaned, I've had his back from the very beginning. I've always supported him. Maybe two good people found each other and I'm a good woman who found a good man.
Bitch, don't even act like you don't know what's going on out here. You got all the advantages in the world to be a good woman. You can afford to invest early. I ain't got time to be sitting out here with no community theater ass nigga for 8 years and wishing on the goddamn star. There are plenty of good black women. But you don't see Brad Pitt trying to date Shonda Rhimes. No. Type beautiful woman in Google Images, honey. Then you can talk to me.
I just love Devion.
Bitch, I love him too!
See? It's the exact same situation. Like, it is the exact same situation. And that's the thing I love about Atlanta is how much of a social commentary it is. It's an abstract social commentary. Even Teddy Perkins had some ground in it. And Teddy Perkins had me looking at... I was looking like, what the fuck is going on here?
I didn't know what the fuck was going on with
that. Yeah. But that dude played that role, though.
And killed it.
Yeah. Like, that's what it's all about. So, like, man, and here's the thing I love is, like, how Donald Glover's using his platform, too. Like, he's using his platform to have that black voice. He's using his platform to, like, put out that creativity and really present messages in a way that people don't even realize they're taking them in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's the thing I love
It takes it to the next level of what John Singleton and Spike Lee are doing. They had to be heavy-handed in their time.
Right.
Of, like, yo, this is it because... But now... They open doors for people to be more nuanced like Donald Glover can be.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just the progression of basic blackness of how other people break down doors for them to be able to, you have been able to do other different things. And I know a lot of people have been like, oh, well, he wasn't always black and he was doing like community and other shit like that. He was just like Anakin. I mean, not Anakin. Luke was sitting on Tatooine. They didn't even know he fucking existed. He was out there.
Donald Glover was sitting on Tatooine when he was doing Community. People didn't even realize what this was about to be.
And then Jay-Z found him. Would that be great if we found out that Jay-Z was the one like, yo, you should be doing that. That'd be his Obi-Wan. That'd be one
of Jay-Z's great contributions to society.
Yeah.
He's done many things
along, with Mary and Beyonce.
Yeah, he's done many things for us, but that would be one of the great contributions of all time. But yeah, man, I really think he's a Luke Skywalker, man. In the end, hopefully he can have that influence that Luke had and create a Rey, and he can have just the whole thing out here really have that long-lasting impact, because I think we need more folks like that, man. I really do. I really do.
Yeah, we got... It's something about it, man. It's refreshing, too, man, to see a guy doing that. But I don't want to put too much pressure on that brother. We already did that once to Anakin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Luke is out here trying to do his thing. He came back. This return of the Jedi now, because we didn't know that was going to happen. That's Luke showing up at Jabba the Hutt spot on some, like, you know, sit down, bitch.
Yeah.
And people were like, yo, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Who the fuck is this? Like, yeah. What do you mean you're Jedi?
They're not ready.
And he was on some old Solomon shit, came in with his arms crossed up under his cloak, walking through this, pushing people out the way. And then, you know, Jabba the Hutt, he couldn't get him, but then killed that dude, came up on Jabba the Hutt, showing up.
He's got to kill Anakin. The next thing he's going to diss
Kanye on the track.
Donald Glover showing up at the right time.
Now, what if Donald Glover dissed Kanye on the track? It would be full circle then, huh?
I think that Donald Glover's work would be the worst thing to do would be to do that. I think that I'm so excited to hear his new music.
Yeah.
Like, his new music is just going in a way that, like that This Is America video is hard. It's hard. It is hard.
I haven't seen a video that impacted me looking at it wise in a long time. It reminded me of Exhibits, with What You See Is What You Get. You remember that video from mm-hmm. Exhibit? They reminded me of that because remember Exhibit was walking through the hood and all that shit's happening behind him. And he's just rapping, going through all this different shit, crazy shit going on behind him.
Right.
It was another video that was like that too that I can't remember. Where they were walking through and like crazy shit was happening behind them. But it was good, man. That was a good video, man. Like, shout out to Hero too, though, the dude that directs Atlanta. He directed that music video. The Asian guy that directs Atlanta.
Oh, word?
Video. Yeah. I think it's Hero. I forgot his name. Last name.
I know his name. I see him on this.
Yeah. So he's the same guy. The same guy that directs Atlanta directed that music video.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So it's like. But like you got to think. Donald Glover, Lena Waithe, Issa Rae. I'm trying to think of some other people that are like opening up the stream of what conscience is can be black. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, oh man, for sure, man. Underneath. So here's the thing, man, about really what I asked for when, you know, you had the election last year, you know what I'm saying, or 2 years, I guess, mm-hmm. end of 16, all that, went into play last year, was I said, hey, make the most of this time. Make the most of this time to reinvest in each other. Don't bicker with each other. Don't fight with each other. Get into this and really get behind some things. Yo, there's been some spectacularly dope black things that have happened in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a sensational time for black creatives and for black ideals and for black movements and everything. Like, I can't wait to look back on this time in 20 years, 30 years and see. 30 years might be pushing it for me. No, I should still be alive in 30 years. But
damn, like, you trying to get out this game that early?
You never know. I drank a lot of MD in college. It's got to come. That shit's going to come home at some point. I'm going to pay the price for that one day. But you know, like, I think that it's really going to be an interesting thing to look back on these times, because I really just think that it's a time that's going to be a propeller time for some things that can happen. I think that, like, having that Donald Glover here and having those people in that role, man, it could really mean something. And really having kids, like, have the influence of seeing Black Panther and seeing those different things that happen and believing in athletes like Colin Kaepernick and believing mm-hmm. in people that had that thing. Like, I just think Donald Glover is kind of like an extension of that time period. And, like, this is an opportunity for us really to, you know what I'm saying, really take it to the next level.
Yeah, even more. Actually, man, this is the time for black women, man, for real. More and more I think about it. It's sitting there set up for black women to be able to do their thing. Man, it's amazing to see this time kind of go like this, because everybody, and I mean everybody, doesn't understand or look at what the impact is happening right now. I feel like. Like, we have all these different artistic things going. I remember before I was thinking about, like, will hip-hop respond to Trump being in office and all different things happening. Maybe it's not in hip-hop that we're getting it. Maybe we see getting to other aspects of art that we get the aspect of what we see in the public and what we see artistically when it comes to black people, man. It's amazing, though, man. It's amazing to think about on so many different levels. I just think about how
Before, you would just, yo, you would be like, yo, I'm just glad to see some black shit on TV. You didn't give a fuck what it was. That's why people always joke on Lando Cal Experience, if you haven't subscribed to that. My co-host started talking about how I know everything that black they having in the 90s. Because shit, man, we ain't had that much shit. I don't know how y'all don't know sometimes. Like, damn, how you? We ain't had that many movies. Every movie that came out of the theater, I remember I would see the previews and be like, yo, I'm going to see that. This black. I don't care what it is. I don't know the quality of it. It's black. I'm going to see it. I want to see it because it was black. It was a black movie. So, man, it's going to be an interesting time coming up with rest of it because, like, hip-hop has not been there necessarily. Maybe, like I said, it's maybe this other art form.
I think it's a renaissance time, man, and I really think if you get back and you look at the Harlem Renaissance and how it came to be and what it really stood for, is people getting back to not just creative roots but really progressing them at the same time. Yeah. So I think people kind of getting in their circles and doing stuff like that, that's it. So the thing I mainly say is, man, is, hey, yo, let Luke Skywalker be great. Yeah, like, let Luke Skywalker do Luke Skywalker's job. Don't get in the way of what he's trying to do and what he represents, man.
Don't be like, why you ain't pull a lightsaber out then?
Yeah, let him do his thing. There's a bigger plan in play. Let Luke Skywalker, aka Donald Glover, do his thing, and I promise he's gonna uplift the entire scene.
And let Rey, you know, other Jedi's do their thing too.
Obama is Yoda in this scenario.
Or was it Belafonte? Jerry Belafonte.
Well, Obama can't be in it if we...
Obama? Okay. Well, is Obama Mace Windu?
No, man. Hell no. Hell no. Malcolm X is Mace Windu.
Okay, Yoda stayed alive, so I can go... Because Barack is the last one, last of the Jedi is alive.
Yeah.
Because he bridges the gap, though, too, with that old school in him, too.
And Jesse Jackson is Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh shit, he gotta put up about that. No, he can't be Qui-Gon. He gotta be like, no. He's Count Dooku.
Oh man. Damn. Alright, we go. Yeah, this is a Lando Cal conversation almost now. But yeah, man. Let Donald Glover be great, man. I don't wanna hear no more of that knocking that brother because hey, we gotta quit knocking brothers who are doing good things for us just because you don't like you don't think that the woman that he's with looks like like the women that you like.
And I criticize Kanye not because he has a woman that's not black, it's because the woman he has. I criticize him for that.
But you know what though, man, now the more that we know about what's really behind that brother and what he's about, that's the perfect scene for him.
Yeah, because just like fucking Donald Trump with his wife. And fuck the Washington Post with that article today yesterday, that wanted to sympathize with Melania and what she's going through and like how she's trying to make her own self better and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear any of that.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that shit either, man.
I don't want to hear
you up here stole Michelle Obama's speech. Your fault or not, whatever. You read it, it's your fault. And then, I guess, I was reading today, they said that some program she's trying to start was ripped off straight directly from something that Obama was trying to do.
Oh, yeah, it was the first initiative that the White House put up with when the Obamas took
that she wanted to
office. That she's just basically repurposing again, like that speech. Hey, man. What is it? Imitation is the best form of flattery?
Yeah.
And if you can't think of anything yourself, just do something somebody else did. It is the most high-profile appropriation that we've seen in quite some time.
Very much so, because she could barely speak English.
Yeah. This is the biggest appropriation thing we've seen since Baker Mayfield.
Yo, that's the worst number one. He's going to be one of the worst number one picks ever.
Oh,
he's
5'10". For sure. Can't wait.
Like, I can't, no, like, yo, the Cleveland Browns, man, like, you just destined, like, really?
They took Lamar Jackson, one, only the watered-down version of him, and then let the real Lamar Jackson go 32.
At least the real Lamar Jackson, 6'2", 6'1", 6'2".
I can't wait to see 6'3".
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he can see over the fucking line.
I can't wait to see I can't wait to see the Alpha and the Omega of this first round.
Oh, because they have both ends of the spectrum?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In as many ways possible as you could imagine. Both of them are Heisman Trophy winners. One's black, one's white.
I didn't even think about the algorithm of it.
One's black, one's white. Ooh, one had troubles, one did not. But one got criticized for deciding to go into business for himself, while the other one got praised for being a great leader, even though he's literally on tape getting tackled by the police. But bias doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Bias doesn't happen. Whatever.
That's also fine. Grabbing his nuts on TV at people and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's all good. I see you. I see you.
I see you 5'10".
I see you, machine, trying to work and push this down my throat.
We ain't going. Y'all can fill in the blanks.
I tell you right now, there's two cats right here that ain't letting you do it.
No, not five. Not when you 5'10".
No. Yeah. On top of that.
And probably, what are you running 40 like?
I don't know.
Probably with low, high fours.
Yeah, probably 4.6 probably.
You think Baker Mayfield run a 4.6?
Yeah, he's fast. He's fast, I mean, but he ain't.
What Lamar Jackson?
He ran 4.3.
Okay. Yeah, we talking about it's different. And elusivity. Look, Baker Mayfield lost to Iowa State.
Oh, I'm sorry. Baker Mayfield ran a 4.8.
That's what I said, man. Baker Mayfield lost to Iowa State defense at the crib. That's all I need to say, though, man. I love my Iowa State boys. And our defense was very underrated. But Baker Mayfield lost.
And Lamar Jackson ran a 4.34.
And he's 6'3".
Yep.
And he didn't have no receivers. He had Quan West that went to Iowa West Community College before he went there and transferred to Louisville because that was one of his only options out of JUCO.
But we ain't here to say anything is fishy afoot.
And Baker Mayfield had four or five stars on his
Baker Mayfield wasn't fast enough to run away from three cops.
I
Lamar guess, Jackson would have got
look,
shot in the
I
back.
I was shocked a couple of his linemen was faster than him.
Probably.
On OU's line.
Probably. No surprise. Can't wait.
Thank y'all for listening. Email us straightolc@gmail.com.
We need your Quan Mills.
Yes.
Quan Mills.
Cinematic Universe.
Suggestions yes. for the Cinematic Universe.
Or what is your favorite from the choices? Go look on Amazon. Go look on his page.
Yes.
Go look. There's Quan stuff everywhere. Quan Mills stuff is everywhere. Let
He's
us know.
He's
going
up, baby. He's out here.
Shout out to you, Quan. Hopefully we can get you on at some point.
He hits the list with Ralph Tresvant and with Will Smith now.
He's on the
Ralph Tresvant, Will Smith, Quan Mills.
Quan. I could call him Quan West. Quan Mills. Like I said, email us. We got the live show coming up.
Live show, man. Showdown on Shaw, June 2nd. If you're in St. Louis, come out. Check us out. It's going to be a good time.
Give y'all some more. We're going to do a commercial for it, everything.
Yeah, we got stuff coming, man.
Got stuff coming for that. So stay tuned for that. Thank y'all for listening, as always. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us some reviews on all the different sites, too. Pull us up.
Five stars goes a long way for us. Like, five stars is an easy way to do a lot for us. To just make some real major moves for us, man. So stop by. Give us a 5-star mm-hmm. rating. Even if you think it's a 4-star show, give us the extra one on intent. Give us the extra one.
Give us the reparations. Give us the
Yeah, man. Come on, man. Come on. At least give us that.
Appreciate y'all for listening, as always. Peace.